Welcome to the July 28th edition of the Applied Clinical Trials Brief. In part one of a new interview with ACT, Raviv Preluck, CEO and co-founder of Phase V, explained why the gap between data collection and analysis-ready data undermines the promise of continuous trial monitoring. Closing this gap requires architectural changes to how data flows from collection through to actionable analysis. In a contributed article, Norm Goldfarb examined how AI agents operate only within workflows, but most clinical research organizations lack unified workflow management systems to identify deployment opportunities or ensure integration. Without foundational workflow-centric infrastructure, adding AI agents amplifies existing fragmentation rather than reducing it. And finally, in industry news, the FDA approved Otsuka's Symtrio as the first norepinephrine, dopamine, and serotonin reuptake inhibitor for ADHD in adults and children 6 years and older weighing at least 20 kilograms. Phase 3 trials demonstrated statistically significant improvements in ADHD symptoms by week 1 across all groups, with symptom separation from placebo maintained throughout treatment. And that's all for today's ACT Brief. Join us again tomorrow for more updates shaping ClinOps and drug development.